Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Danny Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Blyeven. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting third. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Jansky. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Jansky. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas bunts in front of the plate. Hermann fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hermann. Tovar moves to third. Cardenas moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive towards third. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops it up and throws to first, with Jansky covering, for the out. Mitterwald moves to second. One out. Bert Blyeven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyeven hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitterwald moves to third. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar strikes out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-0 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney strikes out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney juggles the ball. That's an error on McKinney. Allison moves to second. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blyevan strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Murphy now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Murphy covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales strikes out. Mitterwald drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Morales out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Resettles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reese for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald strikes out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blyevan bunts towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's 6-0, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Holt now playing left field. Walt Williams pinch hits for Danny Murphy. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards third. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitterwald. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Mitterwald steals second. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. One out. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blyevan strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tovar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. McKinney strikes out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1. Twins. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Floyd Weaver. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Don Sechrist now pitching. Gale Hopkins now catching. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-4 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to second. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva scores. Reese moves to second. It's 7-1, Twins. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reese scores. Holt moves to second. It's 8-1, Twins. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holt scores. Mitterwald moves to second. It's 9-1, Twins. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blyevan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing second base. Danny Thompson now playing third base. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.